This is Fresh Air. Lloyd Price was one of the first black music entrepreneurs. In the 50s and 60s, he owned a nightclub and some record labels and was part owner of his own music publishing company. But what first got him started and what sustained him was his voice. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has this profile of Lloyd Price.
New Orleans has an odd relationship to its musical heritage. It enshrines the past while ignoring the present, but even when it does that, it has a selective memory at best. The very cliquishness of the music scene there sees to that. Get on somebody's bad side and that's it. And one of the best ways to get on the bad side of the entire town is to move away and then make it big. So when the story of rock and roll in New Orleans is told in outline, one name that gets glossed over a lot is that of Lloyd Price. As you can hear from Tell Me Pretty Baby, with its classic Professor Longhair-style piano intro and its second-line drumming, Lloyd Price was firmly in the best traditions of New Orleans rock and roll, and, it should be said, probably the second performer, after Fats Domino, to have rock and roll hits out of the Crescent City. In fact, it was Fats' success that brought Art Rupee, owner of Specialty Records in L.A., to New Orleans looking for talent. He sent word out via the Okie Dokie radio show, a program aimed at black listeners, that he was looking for talent, and he auditioned one performer after another. "I felt I had failed," he told an interviewer much later. "They all sounded very amateurish and quite poor, and I feel funny when I tell you this, but it's true." The last one to audition was Lloyd Price, and he was just 17 years old. He was rehearsing and rehearsing, just chewing up the clock, so I finally said to him, "Look, kid, if you don't get yourself together, I'm splitting." The kid literally began to cry, so I said, "Okay, I'll listen to it." Good thing he did. Once Price had played his tune, Rupee canceled his trip back to California and got Dave Bartholomew, Fats Domino's producer, to put together a recording band immediately. Fats himself played the mighty piano intro, the record established the Specialty label in New Orleans, and was the top rhythm and blues record of 1952, selling well over a million copies. Lottie Miss Claudie was one of the first black rock and roll records to attract a sizable white following, and it looked like Lloyd Price was going to be a major attraction when out of nowhere Uncle Sam struck. Price was drafted and sent to the Far East for 2 years. By the time he got out of the Army in 1956, Rupee had discovered Little Richard in New Orleans, and he didn't need Price anymore. But Price, like many New Orleans rock and rollers right about then, decided that the city was a trap and headed to Washington, D.C. There he started his own record label and had another hit right off the bat.
Just because you left and said goodbye, do you think that I will sit and cry? Even if my heart should tell me so, darling, I would rather let you go.
Just Because was picked up by ABC Paramount, a major label looking to get into rock and roll, and served notice that Lloyd Price was back. And although he was no longer in New Orleans, the city served as his inspiration still, because for his biggest hit ever, he took an old song about a bad man, tacked on a haiku to open it, and hit the top of the pop charts in 1957 with Staggerly.
The night was clear, and the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking.
But that was the last touch of New Orleans he had to offer. ABC Paramount moved him in a pop direction, and now that he was living in New York, it made sense. Buried under orchestras and backup singers, he was still very successful.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got personality, walk with personality, talk with personality, smile with personality, charm.
Between 1952 and 1969, Lloyd Price charted nearly 20 records, owned a couple of record labels, one of which put out Wilson Pickett's first records, and was a very successful Manhattan nightclub owner. I have no idea what he's doing now, but he's only 54, and if he's made some decent investments, he's probably doing a lot better than most of the musicians he left behind in New Orleans.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.
Goodbye, Cornell, darling. Down the road.
This is Fresh Air.